From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. This weekend marks the 60th anniversary of Brown versus Board of Education. That's the Supreme Court decision that declares separate is inherently unequal. A recent ProPublica investigation found 11 state districts are still under court-ordered desegregation. Even though Miami-Dade County was cleared relatively recently, 2001, it was an early leader in breaking boundaries. Sammy Mack collected some memories from that time, but she warns there is some strong language.
In 1963, Mamie Pinder was a first-time classroom teacher.
Every week we were used to having anywhere from 3 or 4 bomb threats. The siren go off, the fire department come.
Pinder taught fourth grade at the previously all-white Allapattah Elementary School.
I had one little white boy whose name was Willie Finch.
Early on, Pinder visited Willie Finch's house to talk to his parents about his poor schoolwork, and Finch got mad.
I always remember Finch, because Finch was the only one who called me an old black Negro, nigger. I said, you know what, I gotta do better. I started saying in the lunchroom, who want my milk? Or who want my sandwich, you know? Finch got at least half of the time, gave him more. And he loved me more. When it was time for him to leave, he cried like a baby.
Brown versus Board of Education was decided in 1954, but the process of desegregation happened over decades. A year after Mamie Pinder started at Allapattah, Retha Boone Phi became one of just a couple dozen black students at Miami Jackson Senior High. She was an eighth grader with mostly white classmates.
You could tell the ones that really did not want us there. In fact, some of them transferred out.
She remembers a lunch counter across from campus that refused to serve black students. The entire football team, black and white students, threatened to boycott, and the lunch counter changed its policy.
And, you know, we went over and found out the food wasn't that hot anyways. So that was that.
The desegregated high school challenged Boone Phi's own stereotypes.
Previously, we had been told that if we went to white schools, that they were smarter, that they were bigger, better, and faster. It was then that I found out that there were smart people and there were dumb people on both races. And so that, to me, was something that I really discovered.
A few years later, in 1971, Ellen Elias had black schoolmates for the first time at JFK Junior High. And for some of the black children, it was their first time in school with Jews.
I had to go up to the board to do something. And this African-American girl called me a kike. It was a stage whisper. And so I turned around and I'm like, what did you call me?
The girls agreed to meet in the field behind school and fight. Class let out, their friends circled around them.
We sort of started, the pulley there, we were wrestling, and neither one of us could beat each other up.
They went at it for a few minutes, ruining their clothes.
And we just sort of were rolling around, and we're like, this is stupid.
So they dusted off, and the entire crowd, both posses of friends, introduced themselves. The other girl in the fight was named Lorraine. And after that fight, the two became friends, real friends. Later in the semester, Elias spent a week in the hospital after surgery, and Lorraine made sure she was cheered up.
Her father had a flower shop. And every day in the hospital, I get a fresh yellow roses because she knew yellow was my favorite color.
For these three, desegregation is part of who they became. Mamie Pinder was the first black woman to run for mayor in Miami. Retha Boone Phi, the Miami Jackson student, is the executive director of Miami-Dade's Black Affairs Advisory Board. And Ellen Elias now teaches Brown versus Board of Education to her AP government class at Dr. Michael Kropp Senior High. For State Impact Florida, I'm Sammy Mack.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?